What has happened for Donegal athletes so far? Well, the story is that Mark English, he had absolutely, as you would expect, no problem in his heat of the 800 metres. He returned about a 151 and he won his heat. So he's all set for another rattle at winning another national senior title tomorrow. That's finals on tomorrow. And then we had, in the same heat actually, we had Kieran McCarroll from Finn Valley, a young lad who I believe is absolutely seriously talented young fella. He went up there just to gain the experience, and he finished sixth in his heat. But you know, fair play to him. He's 17 years of age, and he's learning all the time, and he's actually game to really have a go, and he's building into the sport. So I'm really pleased about that. But he didn't make the final, but he's gained some good experience. His sister was also in the 1500 metres. She finished sixth in her heat. She'd be disappointed with that, because the first five came through, and you know, the first five, and she would like to have been in that final, but it's not to be. 4:34 she returned. She needed a second or two faster to get into the final. Didn't happen for her, but listen, again, she's 18 years of age, and she's there for the experience as well, so well done to her. What else happened? Well, Janine Boyle of Finn Valley also, she was in action in the 200 metres, came through the heats, 25:02, then in the final, about a couple of hours later, she went 25:01, so she finished sixth in the national 200 metres final. So you know, she's really focused and continues to be focused. So well done to her. She'll have the 100 metres tomorrow, and she remains positive. She remains ambitious, and that's part of it as well. So well done to her. What else? Joseph Adu from Letterkenny. He was in the 200 metres earlier today. He finished third in this heat, but He won't progress, unfortunately. But again, well done to him, having a go. And in fairness to Joseph, he's been attentive to all the national championships, both indoor and outdoor, and he represented Letterkenny with pride. So well done to him. But the big story is really Mark English. We're really focused in on him, particularly with in view of the fact that he's done so well in recent weeks. And you know, I did enter him in the four, I did enter him in the eight, but he decided, right, let's try and build on this 800 metres and get another title. I think really interesting on Kieran, over the years, I'm going back 10-12 years, since he was a young boy, about 18, and he's now 31, he's amassed between indoors and outdoor championships victories, 18 championship victories. Now that is a phenomenal record, and he's about to have a go at adding to that this weekend. So we're good luck to him, and I'll be telling you his story tomorrow. Gareth Crawford, I was expecting to be in the javelin. He didn't show. Brendan Boyce was entered in the walk. He didn't show. So I'm disappointed at that, but they must have their own reasons. But listen, Arlene Crossan will be in action shortly in the 400 metres, and Kelly McGrory, she's in the 400 metres, and when I get back to you after five, I'll update you on them. But as in terms of achievement so far, Janine Boyle, sixth in the final of the 200 metres, and Mark English is through to the 800 metres final tomorrow.